Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about places they have visited. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker has to say on the subject. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1. It was going to be my first time abroad, so I was, naturally, very excited. But after a few days of lying on a beach packed with hundreds of other English tourists, I decided it wasn't such a good place to visit after all. The resort catered for British tastes entirely, and so, because I didn't want to wander off on my own, I ended up eating fish and chips all the time. Speaker 2.
I was on a connected flight to Japan via Vancouver. In Vancouver, however, I was not allowed back on the plane because I couldn't find my passport. The plane left without me, and it was only after I'd spent the 5 worst days of my whole life at Vancouver Airport that my passport was discovered where I'd left it, in the pocket of the seat in front of me.
Speaker 3. All the hotel guests spoke English, and they were very keen to get to know the rest of the guests. Soon we started going out together, and by the end of a week we were all enjoying a very active social life. By the end of a holiday we had made a wide circle of friends. I can't remember the last time I had so much fun. Speaker 4.
We wanted to see how people actually lived in a traditional French village. By the end of the first week, we were spending time with the locals in the village square. Then we started getting invited to village functions, and the next thing we knew, we were being invited to people's homes for dinner.
Speaker 5. When I was quite young, my parents decided I should spend some time in France to learn the language. It was something I was really looking forward to, as I have always been very adventurous by nature. They got in touch with a family with 2 small children, and the idea was for me to help them with their English and for them to help me with my French. I tried my best to become part of a family, but it wasn't easy because everything was strange to me. I kept forgetting to shake hands or kiss people on both cheeks. But after a while, I got used to it and things didn't seem so strange anymore. Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1. It was going to be my first time abroad, so I was, naturally, very excited. But after a few days of lying on a beach packed with hundreds of other English tourists, I decided it wasn't such a good place to visit after all. The resort catered for British tastes entirely, and so, because I didn't want to wander off on my own, I ended up eating fish and chips all the time. Speaker 2.
I was on a connected flight to Japan via Vancouver. In Vancouver, however, I was not allowed back on the plane because I couldn't find my passport. The plane left without me, and it was only after I'd spent the 5 worst days of my whole life at Vancouver Airport that my passport was discovered where I'd left it, in the pocket of the seat in front of me.
Speaker 3. All the hotel guests spoke English, and they were very keen to get to know the rest of the guests. Soon we started going out together, and by the end of the week we were all enjoying a very active social life. By the end of a holiday we had made a wide circle of friends. I can't remember the last time I had so much fun. Speaker 4.
We wanted to see how people actually lived in a traditional French village. By the end of the first week, we were spending time with the locals in the village square. Then we started getting invited to village functions, and the next thing we knew, we were being invited to people's homes for dinner.
Speaker 5. When I was quite young, my parents decided I should spend some time in France to learn the language. It was something I was really looking forward to, as I have always been very adventurous by nature. They got in touch with a family with 2 small children, and the idea was for me to help them with their English and for them to help me with my French. I tried my best to become part of a family, but it wasn't easy because everything was strange to me. I kept forgetting to shake hands or kiss people on both cheeks. But after a while, I got used to it and things didn't seem so strange anymore. That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.